This is North Shore Today for Friday, January 23, 2026. The Salem City Council has approved funding for a new high school, and there are three housing development projects in the works for Lynn. Mostly cloudy, windy, low 30s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 2:11 p.m. Michael McHugh writes in the Salem News, the Salem City Council voted unanimously Thursday night to borrow up to $447 million to pay for the construction of a new high school. The Massachusetts School Building Authority, MSBA, is expected to reimburse the city around 44% of the total project cost, but that percentage won't be finalized until after the MSBA's meeting in February. The MSBA requires communities to come up to paying up to the full amount of a new school project in order to move forward. During a January 21 presentation from the Salem High School Building Committee to the council, committee members said the city is projected to receive approximately $198 million from MSBA, representing 44% of the total project cost. Dacia Smith reports on itemlive.com, the Lynn Affordable Housing Trust Fund Board met recently to discuss key changes to the Inclusionary Zoning Amendment, as well as updates to upcoming housing development projects in Lynn. The board announced major updates to the Commonwealth Land Trust project on 21 Oxford Street, as well as the Two Life Communities project at the Soleimani House. Both projects closed their financing and they are anticipating construction to begin soon. The Commonwealth Land Trust is developing a five-story building of 40 studio homes for individuals impacted by homelessness and housing instability, which is expected to be completed in the next 18 months, but could potentially take longer. As for the Two Life Communities development, which will bring forth 150 new affordable housing apartments to seniors in Lynn, construction has already begun, according to Principal Planning Director Aaron Clausen. This could take between 18 and 24 months to complete due to its scale and size. More news after this break.
Hey there. It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSONewsSports.com. I've been covering local sports since 1998, and I'm thrilled to bring you interviews with the amazing student athletes, coaches, and everyone in between who make our corner of Massachusetts just a little better place. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning on MSONewsSports.com. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows right on the homepage at MSONewsSports.com.
At Moynihan Lumber, we know that professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States. They do it because Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low-maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows at any of our three locations in Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
With the cold, Cape Ann residents can find warming shelters mostly during the daytime hours, and here they are. With more frigid temperatures predicted for the weekend, the City of Gloucester is offering an update on places where residents can get warm. The following are the hours and locations of several warming stations in the city. The Grace Center, 264 Main Street. They'll be open from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. The Rose Baker Senior Center on 6 Manuel F. Lewis Street, open 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. Non-members are welcome. The Open Door Food Pantry, 28 Emerson Avenue, open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Sawyer Free Library, 2 Dale Avenue. They're open Friday and Saturday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday to Wednesday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Thursday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. The Action, Inc. Shelter, 370 Main Street, daily from 4:30 p.m. to 8 a.m. for unhoused individuals. Let me repeat that one again. The Action, Inc. Shelter, 370 Main Street, daily 4:30 p.m. to 8 a.m. for unhoused individuals. Rockport and Essex recommend calling the police or fire departments if assistance is needed. Rockport fire number 978-546-6750. Rockport police 978-546-1212. And Essex fire 978-768-6363. Essex Police, 978-768-6628. And Manchester by the Sea Police said the library will be open as a warming center on Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Also, the police station and room 5 on the first floor of Town Hall will be open 24 hours a day on both Friday and Saturday. For non-emergencies, police may be reached at 978-526-1212. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.